Looking at Newfoundland and Labrador, there were no new cases announced yesterday. We know we have two active cases here in the province. Both are linked to the television show Hudson and Rex. And that puts us up to 268 confirmed cases at this time. And again, of course, the weekly COVID-19 briefing from Dr. Janice Fitzgerald and Health Minister John Hagee took place yesterday. VOCM's Victoria Batcock was one of the reporters on the line, and she asked several questions surrounding back to school, but also posed questions surrounding the most recent cases of COVID-19. She asked about contact tracing involving those on the same Air Canada flight as the woman who tested positive last week.
The risk in and of itself with this flight was quite low, as the person was wearing a mask the whole time and had no symptoms whatsoever. So, the risk was low. That was the media release was done as out of an abundance of caution if anyone did develop symptoms to get checked.
The interesting thing there, unfortunately, is even now it is difficult sometimes to identify everyone who was on a flight. The provincial government, the Department of Health, have had very limited success in accessing aircraft manifests for passenger details. And this has been a persistent complaint of most jurisdictions that I have had dealings with during the health minister's meetings. That's why, if there is any doubt in public health's mind, that everybody who was in proximity to an index case has been identified. That's why we issue the travel advisory. That's our safety net, our catch-all, and obviously in this situation it worked.
And Minister Hagee, what kind of conversations have you or the department had with the folks at Pope Productions?
The Pope Productions contacted Public Health with their plan, and there was a dialogue there. I actually spoke with Mr. Pope on a couple of occasions about his plan. It had received public health blessing, and I was suggesting that this actually could be a template for other movie businesses in other jurisdictions who would want to work during COVID. Those were the kind of discussions I personally had. I'm sure that public health had much more granular discussions about their specific isolation requirements and such.
And then on the topic of back to school, of course, the school board is saying they need more advice. What is the school board looking for exactly?
I don't know that I can speak for the school board, but I can say that public health has provided advice. We have, as always, and as I've always said, you know, our job is to provide guidance, but we're not able to operationalize all of that in areas that certainly are not our area of expertise. So we have certainly been in conversations with the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development, as well as the school districts.
We in health and public health are not educators. We are not in a position to say how our guidelines or our recommendations would actually impact a specific classroom setting or in a specific facility. That job falls to the educators between the Department of Education and the school board. And in actual fact, may differ from one school to another. I mean, a small school in a very rural community will have different challenges implementing those recommendations, perhaps, than, say, one of the larger facilities in Metro or in one of the more urban centres. So that's why we can only provide context and advice. The detail of the plan has to come from the department concerned, and the operational elements would come from the educators who are on the ground. So it's probably a good question to ask education.
These are more questions that I could probably pose to the education department, but I'm just going to ask anyway, because parents are starting to get a little bit impatient. As in terms of buses, 72 kids can usually ride on a bus. What will be the protocol there? Any idea?
I think that is a very good question, and it will be on a lot of parents' minds. It's a regular question in the House of Assembly when that opens, even in November, about busing. The short answer is the school board will be the ones to answer that. We hear the concerns. The chair of the school board today said that the important thing with this reopening, their reopening plan, was to get it right. and that I gather is really their focus at the moment.
And I'll stop asking you questions about back to school now. I'll ask for an update on the COVID-19 app.
That is nearly baked, as they say. We may have an announcement about that in the very near future.